The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right here on the, it sounds like Ed Sullivan. Carrie, you know who Ed Sullivan is? I always have to make sure.
Yes, I know who that is.
Oh, okay, very good. Thank you. At least we started the hour with that information. The Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Carrie Schillen. We're working through the latest from Donald Trump speaking out. Spoke to 5,000 people at an upstate New York rally, which had been planned only a day earlier. He hammered away at the Republican Party, the delegate system, as he thinks, and I agree with him, that it's rigged.
You know, the system, folks, is rigged. It's a rigged system. Now, you have to understand, I'm not complaining about the states that I won. Those are okay. And I'll tell you what, when you look at Colorado, and people can say, oh, well, that's the way the game's played. Look, they should have had an election. They didn't have an election. That system is set up so that the crooked politicians can make sure they get somebody in that's not, you know, part of what we're doing. This is a movement, folks. I'm self-funding my campaign. They hate it. They don't want it because, you know what? They're all controlled by their special interests. They're all controlled by their lobbyists, 100%. So when it comes time to making trade deals, military deals, any deals, the lobbyist goes, sees him, you can't do this. This guy gave you $1 million. This guy gave you $10 million. This group or this country gave you $5 million. You can't do it. And they said, okay, I won't do it. With me, they didn't give me anything, folks. Okay? So our Republican system is absolutely rigged. It's a phony deal. And you look at some of these systems where the people that devised them, and this had to do with Ron Paul, it had to do with the whole, they wanted to keep people out. This was a dirty trick. These are dirty tricksters. This is a dirty trick. And I'll tell you what, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, they should be ashamed of themselves for allowing this kind of crap to happen. I can tell you that. Because it has nothing to do with democracy. They took the votes away from the people in Colorado. We've already been disenfranchised because you look at what's going on. Because if you think about it, the economy is rigged. The banking system is rigged. There's a lot of things that are rigged in this world of ours. And that's why a lot of you haven't had an effective wage increase in 20 years, folks. And we're going to change it. Going to change it fast.
Pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? The Republican Party, as I see it, deserves every bit of scrutiny and criticism that he's aiming at it. I dropped out of the Republican Party 10, 12 years ago. I think, with the advent of George Bush and Read My Lips, No New Tax, well, maybe a little after that. I've been a Republican all my life, ran for office as a Republican. I find that the psyche of the Republican Party is sick, and I'm not interested in underscoring or supporting all of that stuff, so I don't belong. And Trump has been booming away, especially the last couple of days. People are burning their Republican card because they want to vote. So as we continue, Trump says it isn't rigged on only the Republican side either.
I'm no fan of Bernie Sanders, right? Believe me. But Bernie Sanders, I will say this, for the last 5 weeks, you turn on your television, Sanders wins. Sanders wins. Again, Sanders wins. Like 7 or 8 or 9, he keeps winning. And then you listen to the people and the pundits, and they say he has no chance of winning. I said, what's going on? Because you have super delegates. By the way, I think the Republicans have a worse system than the Democrats, but they have super delegates. It makes it impossible for a guy that wins to win. It's a crooked system, folks. It's a crooked system.
Well, who agrees? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Kara, do you think it's a crooked system?
I mean, it starts to... on one hand, you want to believe in it. It feels like you have to believe in it if you think that your vote is going to matter at all.
But your vote doesn't matter.
But and that's what's frustrating is I've never felt like this before when voting. And maybe it's always been this bad, but it just feels like it's getting worse and worse, where no matter what you do, it doesn't matter because they're going to delegate the delegates to whoever they want to, regardless of if they win or not. And it's very frustrating.
Yeah.
But I agree that it's on both sides. It's not just one.
Absolutely. The system is rigged and crooked, and the money and the power has gone too high when a couple of guys like the Koch brothers can spend $1 billion to try to keep Donald Trump from becoming the president. You know that Trump's got something going for him. Whether you like his presentation, all of the things aside, I don't like a lot of the things, the foolishness that he gets involved in, but I will tell you what he said in the past 24 hours really does underscore how I feel about the system and how I believe most of you feel about the system as well. Here's a host of a YouTube program, Jeff Waldorf, talking about Bernie Sanders winning in Wyoming this past weekend, but Hillary gets all the delegates. This underscores what Trump is saying about how crooked and maneuvering the people that run these parties are.
He beat Hillary Clinton 56-44%. Nice victory. Now, Wyoming has about 14 delegates and 4 superdelegates. Now, Bernie Sanders, right now, when it comes to the delegate math, he's behind by 200 delegates. So, of course, it's very important that he pick up as many delegates as he can, even in small states like Wyoming. Unfortunately, under the Democratic Party's delegate system, Bernie Sanders ended up splitting Wyoming's 14 pledged delegates with Hillary Clinton. And guess what else? Despite losing, she lost the state by a 12-point margin. She ended up getting all 4 of the state's super delegates. Isn't that amazing? She ended up winning 11-7 in the delegate tally. Now remember, superdelegates, they can change at any time. But look at how this looks, and look at how this works. Bernie Sanders wins a state. He gets tied in the delegates. And then the loser gets 4 superdelegates. They've turned this victory into a loss for Bernie Sanders. And see, when the DNC and when Hillary surrogates talk about the math just looks impossible for Bernie Sanders. Well, this is the math that they're talking about. This is the math that is actively designed to work against people like and candidates like Senator Sanders. Senator Sanders is not the establishment candidate. The math most certainly favors the establishment.
All right. Got it? It is crooked, 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 crooked. In depth, this is the Good Day program at 14 past the hour.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fat.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. and the patented fill stays put, you'll like it and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
This weekend at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's free with purchase event this weekend only, in-store and online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, let's get back to the Donald Trump focus on the party and corruption. Here's political analyst Trey Hardin talking about Donald Trump. And basically, he says, why don't you shut up, Trump, and get to the delegate count?
Donald Trump does not play the victim card well. I mean, he's a billionaire that is not struggling compared to normal Americans. And you know, when you're the front runner, it doesn't suit you to be kind of claiming the victim card, and especially when you're trying to or supposed to be acting presidential. So this is uncharted territory for really all media pundits. Operatives, political party. I mean, obviously, it's been 40 years since we've been in the situation where there's been a contested convention, and it's not definite we'll be there. I mean, Trump still has a chance to get to the number he needs to win the nomination before they get to the convention. But I would put it at about a 50-50 shot that we're headed to a contested convention, and you know, at that point, all bets are off, and you're going to have delegates that are going to vote for whom they want to. You're going to have the deck reshuffled, and you know, Trump's focus should be on trying to woo those delegates between now and then.
Right, enough of this guy. This is really a very interesting reality. I'm looking at the headlines in the New York Times this morning. Donald Trump, losing ground, tries to blame the system. He and his allies are trying to compensate for organizational deficiencies by framing the Republicans as crooked. Hello, he's not a member of the system. It is so obvious to the average person, not only is the system, the political system, corrupt, the news media is corrupt. This guy from ABC is trying to tell Donald how to run his business, stop complaining and trying to woo delegates. Trump, although this is the big boys' game, and this is the big boys' arena, or the big boys' and girls' arena, you do have to know how to play the game. Hillary obviously does, and so do the people around her. That's why she's screwing Bernie Sanders at every turn. And so the same thing is true here with Trump. He's having to fight the war to do what he believes is right. And whether you believe he's right or he's not, you got to give the guy credit. At least I do. I'm expecting to vote for him myself if the situation presents itself. I can't imagine I'd vote for either of the other two, but maybe, depends on who the Republicans, I don't want to support the system, frankly. I don't want to support the Republicans. I don't want to support the Democrats. I want to support America. I want to support my country. I want my country to come back. I want it to get straightened out. I want it to get fixed. And it doesn't get fixed if you have these same cronies, these crooks, in charge. You know that, and I know that. So let's figure out how to fix the problem, right? 21 after the hour.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here with me, noted Nuka chiropractor and also alternative practitioner, joins us every week at this time. Let's talk for a minute about your podcast. Jack and his wife Mary put together a weekly podcast at the Forbidden Doctor website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Each week, a lot of tempting information. They've done 65 or so of these, been doing it for more than a year, hundreds of thousands of downloads. So what are you going to do to help people this week?
Well, the one that just came out, How to Withstand Nuclear Fallout, GMO Foods, and Your Aunt Beth. It's just, it's,
everybody
has an Uncle Bob that just won't come down out of the tree, and everybody has an Aunt Beth that just knows everything about everything and wants everybody to have her opinion and her belief systems about foods and health. And
I don't want to tell you how to live your life, Freddie.
But she really does. But I'm about to anyway. And it's a collection of some humorous discussion, as well as some really good, clear insights about GMO foods and the kinds of things that you can build your body, not just, I mean, the worst thing would be nuclear fallout, but the way to build the body to handle the things, just like Zika, like you were just talking about, and the other things that we can do to make the body much more resilient against all of these external influences that are coming upon us now. You know, even organic farms, they're now being able to identify certain traces of mercury falling on these organic farms that originate in the smog of Shanghai.
Yeah.
Lake Okeechobee. They're finding mercury now in Lake Okeechobee in Florida. Yeah. And they're identifying the source of that mercury as the industrial centers in China.
The world, obviously, a small place, and this is just to go back to the Omega Block weather system that I was talking about a few minutes ago. Everything travels around from west to east, and what's in the, wherever it may be, eventually, if it's strong enough, it's going to make the current all across and around the world. That current just goes around, weather systems bring and pull, the wind does, all of that stuff is, it's sad, but it makes perfect sense. All right, so check out the podcast for Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And we're focused now on TBI, the study out this week finding more than 40% of NFL players showing signs of this problem based on some of the advanced MRI scanning that's been done. What I want to know isn't what's going on with the NFL. I think we're beyond that now. I've said and maintain that if you are playing football and getting paid $700,000, $7 million, $17 million, whatever it is, you've signed off and know what the chances are, the dangers are. So this is not about those people. This is about the people in college and high school. And you've treated some of these people because in Salt Lake, where you are, youngsters playing football is a big deal, right?
Well, it is because you got two influences here. You got the kids who love the game. I played high school football, and I loved doing it when I did it. The other half of it is these kids who have some real potential and talent who are being pushed by their parents because of the college scholarships. There's a young boy I was taking care of, I guess, about 5 years ago, still in high school, who is now playing for one of the colleges in Utah on a full scholarship. And he got whacked again here just it was about a month ago, just a serious brain injury, knocked him out. He was out of the game, I think, for like 2 weeks. And it was threatening to lose. I mean, he's on the injured reserve kind of thing that colleges have, but he was they may have to put some other scholarship kid in there in his place because the game has to go on.
Yeah.
And I'm worried. And it's the first concussion's bad enough. The first one's bad enough. It's the repeated concussions on the same area of the brain tissue that never gets a chance to heal. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Bad news.
Yeah, all right. It builds up.
Jack Stockwell's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Sign up for those podcasts and see how great the enzymes are that he has there as well.
Abundant corn supplies in China mean fewer export opportunities for corn growers in the United States. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
For the moment, China is not interested in buying corn from the U.S. or anyone else. They have plenty of their own corn, thank you very much. U.S. Department of Agriculture Chief Economist Robert Johansen.
They have built up massive reserves of corn, and as a result, they are trying to limit the amount of corn that is imported into China using a variety of different methods. But that being said, it shows up to our exporters as a reduced demand for corn.
Johansen says it's a good example of how one country's farm policies can impact the global marketplace. He adds, however, that China is still importing soybeans and feed grains, and U.S. farmers will likely benefit from that. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Pops Day Starters, good day. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. The continuing focus and scary business called Zika. Let's look out for Zika. This is another one of those nonsensical things. I've been up and down, back and forth on this as to its impact and import. My read on it is there's a simple fix. You can buy these wristbands that have DEET on them that protect you. It's pretty much the same thing as you put on your dog for fleas and ticks and stuff. Yeah, there's a little, you can put the collar on or you can take that liquid and run it down the dog's back. Same, that's basically what this wristband is. You can buy them for, I think they're 10 bucks a piece or something. And when you go traveling, wherever the Zika mosquito is, you put them on. That's basically all you have to do. But no, let's get the government involved. Yep. U.S. lawmakers yesterday approved a bill to provide huge financial incentives to companies trying to develop treatments for the Zika virus. The measure has been on the president's desk now since last night. The measure allows the food and druggies to include Zika drug developers in the agency's priority review program. The program encourages manufacturers to study treatments for diseases that might be profitable at some point in time, but not right away. So the House passed this bill on a voice vote. The Democrats, the administration, urging Republicans in Congress to grant $1.8 billion in emergency funds to combat the spread of Zika. So how many of those wristbands can we buy for $10 would be my question. Here's Marissa Perlman talking about the latest information on Zika from the CDC.
Serious words from the CDC about the Zika virus.
Everything we look at with this virus seems to be a bit scarier than we initially thought.
They say they're learning new information about the virus every day, but now it's scarier than they originally thought.
The more we learn about the neurological aspects, the more we look around and say, this is very serious.
And this would have a much more profound and devastating effect on a baby who is infected.
Sisters Hospital, Dr. Bruce Rogers, says the mosquito-borne disease is a cause of microcephaly, but experts are now linking the virus to premature birth, eye problems, and other neurological conditions in babies. And now it's closer than originally thought.
the mosquito that is the vector for the virus, Aedes aegypti, has been found much farther north than we anticipated.
So, what do you think? Yes, no? Do we want to be in league? Do we want to be in the conformity zone? And yeah, we got to do something about the Zika. They talk just about pregnancies and how more important it is for women to stay away from areas where the Zika virus is, if either they are pregnant or are planning on getting pregnant. So, okay, after all of that, there isn't anything in that last 55 seconds that I heard that suggested that there's any danger for anybody else other than if you're pregnant. Here's a fella named Robert Wu reporting on the seventh case of Zika in Houston.
It's especially concerning here in Houston, where we're already seeing 80-plus degree weather on top of humid conditions, and we're not even at the height of mosquito season. Within the last 24 hours, the city's health department confirmed the seventh case of Zika so far. The Harris County Health Department has six additional cases. Important to note, the 13 people believed to have gotten the virus while traveling through South or Central America around the end of the year, so they were not bit by mosquitoes here. Houston, though, a city that's more at risk for the Zika virus, in part due to weather and population, and also the high number of people arriving from countries where Zika is more widespread, like Honduras and El Salvador. Since there is no vaccine, the best way to fight Zika right now is by avoiding mosquito bites. The city of Houston, not too long ago, began a comprehensive effort to clean up illegal dump sites in hopes of reducing mosquito breeding sites. While 4 out of 5 people infected don't get sick, there is major concern for pregnant women. It's been linked to stillbirths, miscarriages, and birth defects. New research also suggesting it could be tied to autoimmune disorders, including a condition similar to multiple sclerosis.
All right. I don't know whether to laugh or cry here because of the listen to the verbiage. All these people, the folks who are not particularly well trained, they're doing what their bosses say. Go out and get the sensational side of this story. But yet you don't really hear anything that questions who else is involved in this beside pregnant women. All of these things are choices. You choose to go where the mosquito is. You choose to be pregnant. Okay, so if you have all the information, you either A, won't be pregnant, you won't go to these areas. That's really all there is to this. But yet the words, listen to the words, some of these reports are scarier. The information about the bug is scarier than it was before.
Well, every time this comes into the news, I get confused because I think it's going to be like a new revelation. It's going to affect somebody
it's
new.
The same
it's
old stuff.
But yeah, it's the every single month that comes into the news again. It's the exact same thing. And like that one we just listened to where they're in Houston. Well, it makes it sound like, oh, okay, now it's coming to America and there are mosquitoes here that have it. But they all traveled to different countries.
Exactly. All seven of those people didn't get it. They got no bites from American mosquitoes. They got bites from South American mosquitoes. Hey, here is a host named Gary Hoffman with his partner Shannon Farron. They talk about that they think there's a conspiracy to hold back information about Zika.
The government is asking for $1.9 billion in emergency money to fight the Zika epidemic internationally. $1.9 billion, because they say the money that they already have, $589 million, that they're going to use from what's left over in the Ebola fight, $500 million is not enough. They're asking for $2 billion more to fight this thing.
And that's in this country where we haven't really seen much. So about 300 travel-associated cases of Zika have been reported in the United States so far. But like you said, if they want $1.9 billion in the bank, they know a lot more than we know about this coming here.
All right, so maybe there's something to what they just said. Maybe there is something else that people are being told. They won't tell the story because they don't want to scare everybody. They don't want to have a panic, right? Because you're not smart enough or bold enough or mature enough to handle the information. You want, what is that line from from the movie with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson? You want the truth. You can't handle the truth. I want the truth. Medical analyst Dr. Jim Keeney doesn't understand why the CDC wants so much money.
The bottom line is, private companies are going to develop these vaccines. There's two private companies already working on them. I would imagine they do get some federal funding to offset the expense for research and development. So I've been trying to look on the internet to find out where would this $1.9 billion go exactly. And, I can't seem to find that answer, you know, what their proposed request is. So, there does need to be research and development on vaccines, and that's ongoing. There's other, successful programs have been used in the past to reduce, vector-borne illness, like sterilizing the mosquitoes or sterilizing flies. In the case of the MedFly, we put out sterile male flies, and then what happens is you wipe out the population that way. That's another possibility. Or there is genetically altered mosquitoes that would only produce daughters, for example. So there's no way they could reproduce, but there's no precedence for how to release those kind of things. So there's all kinds of avenues. I just don't know what avenue they're using this $1.9 billion. I mean, on a scale, the U.S., on USAID for disaster relief, spends about double that, about $3.8 billion a year. That's disaster relief across the world. USAID only does it outside the U.S. So across the world, for the whole world, for all disasters, we spend just about double that. And now just for Zika alone, they want to spend $1.9 billion. I'm curious as to how they would use that money.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's a scam. And you and I are getting it in the neck. Once again, either the people in Congress are so naive or they feel like they have to respond to something like this because of an election year, or there's something else behind the scenes that they don't want to talk about. I'm betting the business about the fly, I'd forgot about that. There are all kinds of things, the sterile flies, sterile mosquitoes. There are lots of ways of getting rid of them. This is a crock. All right. Let's see what we have for comments here. Facebook.com/good day. Twitter at good day. Malcolm writes, an ounce of prevention is worth a ton of big pharmaceutical profits. Roberta says, President Obama requested the funds in February. What took so long? Sharon writes, pretty soon we'll just walk around with IV bottles full of vaccines. Yeah, there you go. Dave writes, you got to shake your head when Congress refuses to fund more research on Zika when it has the potential of infecting 80% of humanity. This is more real than Ebola ever was, and we're just sitting around. Nah, we just sit around for Daesh. We're not sitting around for this. Dave, you need an attitude adjustment. Jolene writes, so a virus discovered in Uganda in 1947 with its first known human case in 1952 now suddenly needs $1.9 billion to fight it? Right. Vanessa writes, this is when I would like science to find a vaccine to protect us from things like this. Of course, when the anti-vaccine craziness comes and tries to destroy all science advances, that's a different story. Not sure you got the right wrinkle on that, Vanessa, but thank you for the comment. Ellen writes, how many people are walking around with the Zika virus and don't know it? Freddie writes, I hate to sound like a conspiracy nut, but these bugs and the disease they carry were engineered to do exactly what they're doing, spread diseases. The only question is, what for? Okay, so I'll bite on that one. There are plenty of examples, and you can find them in the history of science, history of medicine, where these things, not necessarily in America, but it could happen anywhere, they develop. You've heard the stories about animals that were given diseases that were created so they could create vaccines in case they got loose. Stuff like that. And so this is another one. I wouldn't be surprised. This is not Alex Jones, but I'm on to thinking like this. This is a way for the big pharma people to make a lot more money. Yeah, create something that's bad and then try to fix it. All right. So you can think about it and respond as you will if you'd like. Facebook.com/good day. Twitter at good day. It's 44, actually almost 45 after the hour here on Good Day.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear.
Available at CVS.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of three whole beets in one teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Jessica?
Who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointments, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until April 13th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA. Created to serve. Built to perform.
All right, here we are, 48 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Wednesday the 13th of April. By the way, to follow up on the Zika virus conversation, poll today at DougSteffen.com. Are you more concerned about the Zika virus this week than you were last week? A, yep, it's scary. B, a bit more scared. C, about the same. D, it's just the news media trying to scare us again. E, what's the Zika virus? I'm on to D. How about you, Kara? Just the news media trying to scare us again. And the government as an unindicted co-conspirator, perhaps. All right, let's get to the, speaking of the unindicted co-conspirators, the fallout from a 60 Minutes piece this past weekend on the so-called 28 pages that are missing from the 9-1-1, the 9-11 Commission report. Here's Steve Smith talking about some of Bob Graham's, the former Florida senator, his recent comments about the missing pages of the commission's report.
Former Florida governor, Democratic U.S. Senator, and one-time chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, Bob Graham, said this, quote, "I think it's implausible to believe that 19 people, most of whom didn't speak English, most of whom had never been in the United States before, many didn't have a high school education, could have carried out such a complicated task without some support from within the United States." It's going to be the 15th anniversary later this year, you guys, and for the most part, no one really talks about 9/11 anymore. There's a lot of other sinister elements that want to put the blame all on one group or another, but I think people who have been investigating 9/11 for 15 years know that it's not really that simple. And the question I always ask, if the 9/11 commissioner don't believe the report, then why should you and I?
Ah! There you go. Ding, 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 ding. All right. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Story time continuing here on Good Day. It's 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Amy Newmark. Amy is the best-selling author, editor-in-chief, and publisher of all those wonderful Chicken Soup for the Soul books that have been around for quite a long time. And today I thought we would talk with Amy about how a dream saved a marriage. This is pretty special, Amy. I think one of the things that people don't realize, you know, we love to talk about going to bed, and we love to be in bed, and we love to enjoy physical activity when we're in bed. A lot of people obsess about it. But I think most of us ignore an important bed activity, talking, when we are together chatting, the old pillow talk, the art of pillow talk. People think there are more important things to do between the sheets, but most of the stuff that I've seen over the years would suggest, especially if you've had a tense day and you need to connect with your spouse, it's very important to have that. And so in after you've had that, maybe, you know, it's important because what sets the tone for a good night's rest is what you're thinking about last before you go to sleep, right?
Yeah, actually, the cool thing about what happens while you're asleep and you're dreaming is that that's pretty much the only chance your subconscious has to talk to you without you being distracted by everything that goes on in your waking life, right? Your subconscious can take over while you're asleep and talk to you about important things that you've been missing during the day.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so now you've done some research into dreams. Chicken Soup for the Soul, Dreams and Premonitions is the name of the book that this comes from. What's the story?
So this story is about this woman, and believe it or not, her name is Dreema. I did not make that up. Her name really is Dreema.
Yeah,
it really is. Our stories are all true. She had this nightmare where she found herself walking into a funeral home to say her final goodbye to her husband, and she smelled the flowers, and she saw him in his gleaming oak casket, and she woke up sobbing, and then she looked over at his side of the bed, and he wasn't there, and she really panicked, and then she realized, oh, no, he went off to work early today, and that was just a dream. But it made her have an epiphany, which is that she realized she hadn't been a very good wife for the last couple of years. And she had been very selfish and had only been focusing on herself. And all of a sudden, she saw that she had been taking her husband for granted. She rushed out to the store. She bought a new dress. She bought him all his favorite foods. She bought the recipe, the ingredients for his favorite dinner, and she cooked for him. She wrote out a card, and when he came home that night, she gave him this card. She apologized. She thanked him for everything he did for her. And they had a really good talk for the first time in a long time, and it completely turned around their marriage, this nightmare that woke her up to the state of her marriage and what she had been doing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Ever had that happen to you?
I've had different dreams, but my specialty is stress dreams that are relevant to that part of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, but I've been trying to think about that because I'm writing a book right now, and I was just talking to somebody last night about I need to come up with a dream that caused me to have an epiphany too, because I worked with this dream expert when we were creating our Dreams and Premonitions book, and she actually assigns herself things to think about during her dreams just because she knows her dreams can be so helpful to her in changing her life.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't you think that's true? And obviously, you've written a book about it, so there have to be all kinds of compilations. I think all of us here, no matter who we are, whether we're male or female, whether we're older or younger, the whole business, we all talk about babies and nightmares and that sort of thing, but I've learned enough about this to be dangerous in that I know that whatever state of mind we're in as we fall off to sleep, that's why I'm now listening to meditations. We, both Meredith and I, like to listen to meditations as we go off to sleep because we know it sets the tone for a good night's rest. And that's, I mean, if you don't have a good night's rest, your whole day is going to be miserable. That's why this is all so important.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why I don't watch television anymore before I go to bed.
Mm-mm.
It sets you up to have a terrible night, so I always try to read instead before I go to sleep. Read something calming.
But your message is so wonderful here because it was a great example of understanding we have our day-to-day lives. We get lost in our own stuff sometimes, and that's what seems more important. And yet you have a supportive spouse, somebody who really loves you, cares about you, adores you, and you take it for granted. So that's the lesson that I'm taking away from the way you told the story.
I think it's a great lesson and also a lesson that you really should listen to what your dreams tell you. It's stuff you already know.
Yep. Amy Newmark. From the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, you can get them, download them at chickensoup.podbean.com or at dougsteffen.com in the audio highlight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.